America's first highway was named for President Lincoln in a calculated public relations move by the planners of the road, a coalition of private citizens. The moniker proved a savvy choice. One brave early traveler wrote, "With such titles as Transcontinental and Lincoln put before it, you dream of a wide, straight road like the Route Nationale of France." The speed limit on most of Lincoln Highway is 55 miles an hour. If you're rushing past Kishwaukee College or heading out toward Rochelle at that speed, you're likely to miss a few things. You might not notice the many placards or commemorative murals hidden like Easter eggs, which reveal themselves only to slower travelers. You might not be aware that your tires are going over the spot where the first ever experimental bit of cement was laid on the first transnational highway in America. And driving at 55 miles an hour in 2013, you certainly wouldn't get a sense of what a dicey proposition it was to attempt a cross-country journey 100 years ago when the road was first completed. But you might be able to get a feeling for it if you pedaled Lincoln Highway on a bicycle. The 1916 official road guide deemed traveling Lincoln Highway, quote, something of a sporting proposition, and added that motorists should not attempt it in new shoes. If a driver could stand being bumped and jostled a full 6 hours every day at the recommended 18-mile-an-hour speed, it would take no less than a month. And that's if you were lucky enough to find regular oil, fuel, food, and hotels, all of which were scarce in the Middle States and positively non-existent in parts of the West. What should a driver pack? The guide recommends chains for starters, as well as jacks, tires and tubes, shovels, and even a pickaxe. This March, when I set off to ride my bicycle on Lincoln Highway, I too carried a spare tube in my saddlebag. Also, Clif bars, water bottles, a cell phone, and because I was traveling for WNIJ, a microphone and some state-of-the-art recording equipment. The first option to take an alternate route is about 10 miles east of Dixon. This one takes you off busy 38 and wends through the town of Franklin Grove. There, you'll find the Lincoln Highway Museum, where you can get commemorative t-shirts and other gift shop fare. You can also get a history lesson from Lynn Asp, a docent at the museum. Asp is an expert on seedling miles, which sprouted at first in Malta, Illinois.
A seedling mile was a test mile. Mm-hmm. It was a mile long, and it was 10 feet wide. Portland Cement Company was in Chicago. One of the people that was involved with Portland Cement was on the first committee of businessmen who decided that this would be a good idea, this road. And they got Portland Cement to donate the cement. That's why it was in Illinois and in that area. And it's just outside Kishwaukee College. That was the first one in the whole country.
But so how did Malta, you know, get that honor?
I think what they were looking for was the worst piece of road in the state, you know, for mud
yeah,
and all that.
Okay.
So you could have picked some other skates along, but Malta was a little bit closer into Chicago
right.
where they had to bring the equipment and all that.
So once they put that seedling down, what did that mean for, did people come and
yeah, it was basically a test mile, mm-hmm. but it was also a marketing
right.
factor because even if I had a horse and buggy, and never had an automobile, if I was going to be working and traveling through that stretch, why wouldn't I want to give more money for more roads like that
right.
instead of going through the mud?
Yeah.
You know.
My name is Linda Goodman.
Linda and two of her friends were visiting the museum the same time I was.
So you're traveling in pieces across Lincoln Highway.
Yes, we are.
And where did you start?
This year we started in Chicago, and we're working our way to end up in Denver, Colorado.
How did you get the idea to do that instead of, let's say, Route 66?
Well, we had already done Route 66.
Okay.
And then our partner here found the Lincoln Highway. I think that the Lincoln Highway actually has more we've been able to be more on the route itself than we were on Route 66. More original.
So it's well-maintained. You can see the signs and all that stuff.
Pretty well maintained. We miss a few signs. We do lots of U-turns.
The 10-mile leg from the Lincoln Highway Association in Franklin Grove into Dixon is rural and pleasant on a bicycle, despite being on busy Route 38 for most of it. Sights from the Lincoln Highway in Dixon include a U.S. Army helicopter parked in front of the VFW, a replica chunk of the Berlin Wall, and finally, a crossing over the Rock River. At the Veterans Memorial in Dixon, Lincoln Highway turns into a picturesque road called Palmyra. This dogleg from Dixon to Sterling takes travelers off the main drag and onto a hilly, tree-lined street with a lot of character. This part of the journey almost feels like a step back in time. Palmyra Road is one of the two places I rode where you could, with a little imagination, see what Lincoln Highway was like 100 years ago. Sterling is a delightful old town with a quaint, aging Rust Belt feel, charmingly run-down buildings, and a lively, vibrant downtown area. The original Lincoln Highway Association offered incentives for towns which would agree to honor President Lincoln, and Sterling boasts a statue of the 16th president. Right across the street from a Lincoln Park, I stopped for lunch at a drive-in called the Dairy Mart, which features Mexican and Asian foods. Because I was quite hungry after the ride, I sampled a lot. Tacos and Thai-stuffed chicken wings with pork fried rice. Something about that combination says a lot about Sterling, and the food was delicious, well worth the ride.